were born before the wind. Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonny boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
You know, within the universe of the mind, it is so powerful to create an image. Many times we've heard, you know, great teachers that have come on and told us that at times it can be as powerful to practice whatever your trade is or your hobby, golf, if you please, in your mind. You know, visualizing the round that you're about to play, the shots. Very much when we broadcast golf on the radio, the Zurich Classic of New Orleans, which can be heard Thursday at 1 p.m., when we send forth our descriptions, we're painting a picture of that golf hole in the mind. Could you play that hole? Tony Kensalosi, Tony, thank you, is the president of Columbia Lighthouse for the Blind, and Mark Arnold is a visually impaired golfer joining us right now. What's going on, guys? Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much, Matt.
Great nice to have you on the show again. Yeah, no, it's good to have you back on again. So, Tony, could you start by telling us who is Columbia Lighthouse for the Blind?
Sure. Columbia Lighthouse for the Blind, on May 17th, which is the day of our tournament, we're going to be celebrating our 117th year as an organization, providing services for visually impaired and blind and deaf-blind community so that they could have the independence to do anything, pretty much anything they want to do, including playing golf. We provide all the clinical services, all the orientation mobility. We create jobs, opportunities, have apprenticeships. We run government contracts. So we're kind of like a total service for people with disabilities, i.e. visually impaired and blind, deaf blind, to give them the opportunity to do the things that everyone else can do and want to do.
All right, so the tournament that Tony's talking about is the fifth annual Shot in the Dark tournament. You can find information on it and more at clb.org, clb.org, to try to give this freedom and this independence. As I mentioned to you, Mark Arnold is a visually impaired golfer that will be partaking. Mark, welcome to the program. How was it that you found that golf was a sport that you wanted to gravitate to, given the challenges that you had visually, that golf was one that you were able to take to and enjoy?
Well, I was very fortunate, Matt. My father was a very accomplished amateur golfer. Sadly, I just turned 60 last year, so way back in the 60s when, I was growing up and had limited vision, he had the foresight to teach me how to play the game, and I'm sure his friends thought he was crazy for doing so, but, blind golf is played with a coach, and I guess my father, you could say, was my original coach, and we're no different than any other golfer. The feel of the golf swing, you take the club back on plane, and if you're doing it correctly, it's going to return right back to where it started so you can strike the ball.
I tell you, it's tremendous. I haven't seen a visually impaired golfer swing the golf club and hit the golf ball, but I have to assume that with challenges with vision, that if you can get that club, as you said, Mark, on plane, and you can make that solid contact, it has to be a beautiful swing, because you're not benefiting from the balance that would come from your eyes. You're completely in balance with your body. Would that be an accurate description?
Absolutely. And I know in watching golf in the past, I remember commentators would make comments about Tiger, and when his swing would be a little off, he always had the ability with his hand-eye coordination to correct things and get everything back where it's supposed to be when he strikes the ball. And that, for a blind or vision-impaired golfer, is just not going to happen. But it's a repetitive thing. Again, if you don't lose contact with your body and you swing around your body, like I said, if all things are going well, you take it back correctly, it's going to come back and return right where it's supposed to.
I've always felt that the time that you get a golfer, the time a person is hooked on the game, is when that shot from golf ball to club face, through the shaft, through the grip, through your hands, and straight into your soul connects with the perfectly struck shot. Is it the same for you when you hit a shot and you hit it, if you please to use the cliche, on the sweet spot? Do you know it? Do you feel it? And there's nothing else like it.
It is probably the most enjoyable part of when I play golf. And actually, we've had a lot of rain here in northeastern Ohio, so I haven't been out a lot so far. But I did go out last night with my coach, and I can tell you that, you know, we hit an approach shot on a par four last night, and as soon as I struck the ball and he gave me the feedback, "That's right at it," I just turned to him and said, "That's the number." I mean, I knew.
I love that.
Instantly. Right. And I mean, it wasn't as good as I thought it would be, but I mean, we hit one in about 20 feet, and that was, and for us, that's great. But you're absolutely right, and I think I hate to speak for all of the blind and vision impaired golfers, but that's what hooks us. When you hit a drive that's in the sweet spot, or like I said, and that iron shot was out of the left rough, but I just knew instantly that it should have the distance, and so it's a great feeling.
That's beautiful. Mark, I'm going to ask you one more question, and Tony, I want to turn back to you and get some more information on Columbia Lighthouse for the Blind, the tournament, and how we can help in general. But Mark, when you talk about working with your coach, take us through a scenario where you're coming up to a tee box and what happens, how much description is your coach giving you? And I realize it may vary from person to person in terms of the picture that the coach is drawing for in your mind of what you need to do.
Oh, absolutely. I have enough limited vision, and this will sound like it takes a long time, Matt, but when you work with your coach on a weekly basis, you've played with them for years, it does take place very quickly. But we're coming up on the tee. I've already hit my audio GPS. I know, let's say it's a par three, it's 165. We'll go up to the tee. I will tee the ball on an iron shot. I want to know how high up off of the ground the ball is, so I've got a good feel for that. But I will stand behind him. He'll take his arm and he'll just point, and it's a general direction. He's like, "This is where we want to go." I'll come up and address the ball. He has his hands on the club head, and he'll hold it right behind the ball. And we play by the same rules of golf as anyone else. And so he will align the club. I will come up then and very loosely grip the club and take my position with my feet. He'll say, "Okay, we're all set." I still have my right arm down at my side. I'm a right-handed golfer, and my left hand is on the club and on the grip exactly where it's supposed to be. He steps back behind me, and if there are any other last-minute adjustments, whether he wants the face closed, open, drop my right foot, whatever, and those are minor adjustments, he'll step back, and when he says, "Looks good," my right hand comes up, comes onto the club where I want it, and when I'm ready to go, I go. And again, that sounds like it takes a long time, Matt, but this all takes place in a reasonably short time frame, and in all respects, we really do not play any slower than a quote normal golfer that's playing.
All right, so the fifth annual Shot in the Dark Golf and Dinner Classic will be held on the 17th of May at the Woodmont Country Club in Rockville, Maryland. If you go to clb.org, you can get more information. Tony, could you give us more information? How important is this event to everything that you guys are doing?
I guess the really important part is that what we're trying to really do as part of the event is pass on the skills of these world champion blind golfers on to other individuals who are blind and visually impaired. Because part of the whole event, and the reason we started this event, is that we have a clinic that's part of the event. And we're bringing together about 25 to 30 visually impaired and blind individuals, And it's a sight to be seen, to see a group of individuals learning how to play golf and not having their sight, but getting the ball in the hole, chipping, and in some cases we're teaching driving. So the whole essence is to pass on these skills to individuals, to give them that independence that they know they can play a sport like golf. It's really important also this year is that last year we had 8 Purple Heart veterans that participated. This year we're striving to have people donate a veteran, Purple Heart veteran, to play golf. They can go to our website, clb.org, and sponsor a Purple Heart veteran to play golf. This year, it's going to be wonderful. We're going to be honoring some of the people in Montgomery County. The county supervisor is a Vietnam veteran, has been supporting this event. And we've got General Dynamics, Information Technology, Capital Bank. This year, it's going to be our best year so far because we're going to sell out the whole golfing portion
awesome.
Of it.
Absolutely awesome. Are you mentioning those heroes because these are individuals that lost their vision through their service because something that happened while they were serving their country?
Some of them are, yes. Not okay. all of them, but some of them are. We felt this year, I've been working with the VA Medical Center here in Washington, D.C., and we felt that we ought to reach out deeper into the veteran community to bring them to play part of this event.
How many lives are you guys touching? 117 years for you, Columbia Lighthouse for the Blind. How big is the effort collectively with everything that you're doing?
Oh, gosh, it's 20,000, 50,000. I mean, over the years, it's been thousands and thousands. Unfortunately, as we have this aging population that we're faced with, there's more for us to reach out to, and we're looking to see how we're going to be able to serve them.
How can we better serve you? What can we do, Tony, to help you guys?
Well, just what you were just doing now, talking to Mark and getting the whole aspect of how he plays golf, understanding blindness a little more, that people, even though they're blind, it's not a death sentence, that they can live forever, you know, in the sense of their longevity. But it's important to know that independence, if we can do everything we can to help individuals to stay active and participate, especially with golf, we're serving our mission.
CLB.org. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Wish you the very, very best with the tournament. CLB.org is where people can go for more information. Thank you for your time today, and we wish you the very best with everything that you're doing for that matter, and your time is respected and appreciated.
Thank you very much,
well, thanks
Matt.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Appreciate your time.